All right, road trip. Who's ready for a road trip? Mary, you taking a road trip this year? This winter, I should say.
We're going up to our place in Wisconsin for a couple of days.
We just took a road trip up to St. Joe's. I'd never been to St. Joe's.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh,
there.
How have I never been there before?
Yeah.
It is such a cute little town.
It is. It's so much fun there.
All lit up on the lake there with the Christmas lights. And I was like, gosh, this is worth the trip.
Are you talking about St. Joe's, Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, love that place.
Are you familiar with it?
Yeah. St. Joe Benton Harbor.
Yeah, we had a summer home up there, so we went every year.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so sweet. I mean, it's just really, all these cute little boutique, cute little shops, and it's all lit up like, I don't know. They just do such a nice job. I mean, maybe year round, but holiday time for sure, it's worth it.
I don't know if I've ever been up there for the holidays, but I love the little toy store that has, like, legit handmade toys.
I was there.
Yeah, and Kilwins with their fudge.
Yep. And they have another a chocolate shop and a fudge shop across from the fudge shop. Mm-hmm. In case you didn't get enough fudge, then you go across the street, you get another one, and there's another chocolate shop, and there's a coffee place that's got chocolate and pastry. Oh my gosh!
What is with fudge? And all these little scenic towns. There has to
and
be
you
fudge
gotta get
shops
it.
Everywhere.
We had the peppermint fudge,
like the Dells, Hayward, Wisconsin. You know. Oh. Fudge.
Midwestern delicacy. Yeah, Michigan especially. I think Upper Michigan. Oh, yeah, and Upper Northern Wisconsin too, right?
Yep.
We did the fudge up there. So that's how it goes. Anyway, we are talking about road trips for more than just about the fudge, because there are some well-researched ideas that Jennifer Jolly is coming through with us, for us, I should say. She's always got great ideas. Techish.com is where you find Jen Jolly. How are you, Jen?
I am doing well, although I'm really hungry for fudge right now. So... thanks for that. That sounds like a wonderful road trip.
It was. And it was just sort of a random thing this past weekend, and it just worked, you know.
Yeah.
I saw.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Doesn't it what?
Sorry. Doesn't it feel so good, like crazy good, just to get out?
Yeah.
Just to go somewhere else that's not your house or your neighborhood or your office or... Yeah,
I just changed the scenery, and I love traveling, and this year we're not all going on cruises and going to Europe and things like that, so we're hitting the road. It's one in three people, I suppose, is according to this poll here, say that they will actually take off and hit the road for the winter, sometime during the winter. And you had told us last you were on, you're like, hey guys, I'm putting together this great piece for USA Today on the ideas you had for hitting the road. So it's pretty cool stuff and timely.
Well, if you can't buy your own van, it's vandemonium out there. Everybody's buying up vans. They're getting them custom made to go hit the road for weeks or months at a time. But there are van rental startups like Cabana or Romerica. There's an RV rental company called Outdoorsy. They are up about 650%, maybe even more since the pandemic started, and how many people are renting vans and RVs to hit the road. But AAA just sent me a note this morning, an email this morning, that during the holidays, so for the next few weeks, 30 million fewer people will be on the road. So I read that and say, whew, that's an even better time to hit the road, because not as many people will be doing it. So I think it is a perfect time. If you are able to do it safely, it's a great time to take those road trips.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you've got some, like, tech tools you want to tell us about, too, or some things that will help us on the ride.
Yeah, so one of the biggest problems people have when they hit the road is running out of cell service, which is, annoying during the best of times, but it can be life-threatening during a pandemic. So for that, there's a device called the SureCall Fusion to Go 3.0. It's a cell phone signal amplifier that boosts weak signals across your devices. And it works with all the different carriers, too. It takes just about 5 minutes to set up in your car, truck, RV, and then it lets you quickly access maps, weather reports, extend your coverage, call clarity. It can even help you stream your favorite music or movies on the go as well. So
wow.
You have something to do when you get to where you're going. And then another great service, a lot of people have no idea of a service called Hip Camp. Even KOA has camping apps now. And one of my friends just finished a 34-day cross-country and twice trip with her 7-year-old identical triplets, which is amazing in and of itself.
Nice.
But she said KOAs, she never really liked them before. She always thought that those are for RV campers or something like that. She said they have these new cabins now, so if you go to some place where it's really snowy and you don't want to sleep in your van or RV, you can get these little cabins. She said they're incredibly clean. They have RV hookups for power, water, fire pits, laundry, showers, and they're mainly empty. So I thought that was a great idea right now. And then I've also used the Dirt app. It's spelled D-Y-R-T, mm-hmm. and that covers more than a million locations across the country. So you can find a place to stay that's not in a hotel, that is not an Airbnb. There are RV sites, free dispersed camping sites on Bureau of Land Management property. So that's great, too.
You said Hip Camp and Dirt. Is that right? Hip Camp?
Hip Camp, Dirt, D-Y-R-T. Mm-hmm. And then even KOA, Campgrounds of America, has an app now. You can sign up ahead of time. Just fantastic resources.
Mm-hmm. Dirt doesn't sound like the glamping thing that I'm kind of into. I want a hot shower. Do you get a hot shower when you go to these places?
KOA campgrounds do have hot showers in a lot of the RV parks, and Dirt will tell you where you can find the hot showers and where you need to just take, you know, vats of hand sanitizer.
Cool. Nice. I like it. So those are great, great resources. All right. Then you say take the entertainment along for the ride.
Yeah. Now, okay, everything's closed down, right? We can't go to music venues. We can't do really much of anything. So Motor Trend, if you love road trips and you love kind of ultimate road trips, car shows, everything about automotive, Motor Trend is running a special Hoopty holiday bundle right now. It's $24, and it's really the ultimate road trip binge watch must have. You get this half-price deal through January 4th, and it gives you access to their 3,600-plus hours of shows, motorsports events, and a whole lot of other goodies. I'm totally addicted to both the British and the American version of Top Gear. So this is fantastic for those auto enthusiasts in your life. It's a great gift to give somebody as well.
It sounds like it. That is a really cool thing. Let's go through the list here. Turn It Up is next. What's that?
The Muzen, M-U-Z-E-N, Rugged Wild Bluetooth Speaker and Flashlight Combo. This is a really small but mighty fun find. It gives you 6 hours of solid tunes on a single charge Bluetooth speaker. It goes really, really loud, or it's just perfect for taking along in the car. Plus, it's water resistant. It can clip to a backpack. It can sit on a dashboard. It's just a perfect way to kind of take those tunes along for the ride.
Nice. That is, I mean, and you need that. You need to be connected to your tunes for the ride. Zap the Germs. This is my favorite one of all times. I think I need this for sure. Tell us about that one, Jen.
Well, this is a little device that helps you stay kind of clean along the way. It's an LED I have to find it. It's not on my list right in front of me right
now. I got it. Monos Clean Pod. I was looking into this after I saw your list to zap the germs. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to walk over to my shelf and look at. Now I'm standing right in front of it looking at it.
There it is.
So this is an LED UVC light cleaner. You wave it around so you charge it up, and the charge holds for hours and hours. And then you wave it over any surface for as long as the light tells you to. So it's about 30 seconds. And it scrambles the DNA of the germs so that they're not effective anymore. So that's a fabulous thing to have along for the ride. Yeah, the Monos Clean Pod UVC sterilizer. This has been a top gift that people are giving this year as well.
So. I believe it. I totally believe it. That was something I was looking into after I saw your list. Hey, Jen, if people want to check out the full list, where do they go? Direct them to where they can check out everything that you do.
You can see the full list on my website at techish.com. It is also a special to USA Today. It's in the tech section. So you go to usatoday.com/tech, and then sometimes you have to use the little magnifying glass and put my name in there, Jennifer Jolly. It'll pull up a video and a whole story about all of this. And just let me know what you think and have fun out there on those road trips.
Lots to look into. Lots of fun to be had. Thank you, Jen. If we don't talk to you before, have a good holiday. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you so much. Jolly holidays.
Jennifer Jolly there. Techish.com. Talk to you soon. It's 156. Hey, guys, just really quickly, ladies, it's St. Joe, 269 tells us. Not St. Joe's. So, just so you know, there's only one, Marianne from St. Joe.
That's not our fault. We're from Chicago.
St. Joe.
It's the Jules. It's the Aldis.
The Joes. The, you know. All right. Thank you. But when you refer to that, Marianne says it's St. Joe. Okay.